All right, we have Adela Bonds, a returning guest again here on the Derek Shapiro Show and on DSS TV station. And how are you doing today, Ms. Adela Bonds?
I'm great. How's it going, Derek?
Great. And how's California treating you?
California's good. I'm actually in my car right now. I think what I'm going to do, though, is pull over so I can hear you. I don't want people to hear the sound of all the cars passing by. So I'm going to pull over in a second.
That's funny you say that, because I have a mobile studio in my car as well, but I'm not in my car right now.
So sometimes when you interview, you're in your car interviewing?
Sometimes, yes. I actually, my last interview I did with you was in my car in Georgia. But now
I'm...
Yes.
That's amazing.
And right now I'm in Salem, Massachusetts, right near Boston. You ever been to Salem, Massachusetts?
Okay.
Yes.
Well, here we are.
Yes. So tell me, what's new with you? Of course, you know, everybody knows that you were on Roseanne back in the day, and you and Erin Brockovich, and I enjoyed Angels with Hilary Swank. What is new with Ms. Adela Bonds right now?
Well, presently, I've been producing. I'm one of the co-founders of the Los Angeles Women's Theater Festival, and we just celebrated our 20th anniversary this year in March. Honorary chairpersons Danny Glover, Hattie Winston, and others joined us. It was just amazing.
Danny Glover, huh?
Yes, Danny and I go back. I was counting the years, how long I've known him, so I could announce it from the podium. And I said, Danny and I have known each other for 37 years.
Really?
I didn't know how many years it was until I did the math. Yes, we both are from the Bay Area, and I spent 17 years there, so I claim it as home as well.
Sure.
And so we met, we were both cutting our teeth on theater in the Bay Area during the same time.
So
he joined us for the 20th anniversary.
Now, when you think of Danny Glover, you think of two great movies that he was in, right? What do you think when you think about Danny Glover? What two movies do you think about?
Oh, gosh, he's done so many. He did the one that was on Mandela, of course. That's a big one.
Lethal Weapon.
Places in the Heart, and Lethal Weapon.
And The Color Purple. Yes.
I mean, the list goes on.
Yes.
He's done so much work over the years. He really has had quite a career.
So have you done a movie with Danny Glover?
We've never done a movie together, but we did do a play together when I still lived in the Bay Area called Primary Colors by Steve Carter. And at that time, Danny's career had just taken off, and he had moved from the Bay Area, living in Los Angeles. I was still in the Bay Area at that time. And so he came back, and we did a play together, so it was wonderful to work with him.
Sure.
So
tell me,
Danny always says it's important to go back to the well, and so that's why he continues to go back to theater periodically, and other actors like Denzel Washington, he's getting ready to go back on Broadway, so it's a great place to keep your chops up.
Have you worked with Denzel Washington, too?
Yeah, Denzel, actually, he, Danny, and I, we were all at the American Conservatory Theater at the same time in San Francisco training, so Denzel, I know, pre-stardom.
Because
just like with Danny, so it's really interesting to know these people and to have known them before they reach such notoriety, because it's a very different way of seeing them and knowing them.
Well, it's funny you say Denzel, because I'm right now in Salem, Massachusetts, you know, an hour and a half. And I'm an hour and a half away from Providence, Rhode Island, my home state. But I'm about two cities away from Chelsea, Mass, where Denzel Washington just was working on a movie in Chelsea, Massachusetts.
Isn't that something? What a small, small world.
That's right.
He worked all the time, all the time.
Any other movies that you're going to be in soon, too?
I don't know what movie I'm going to be in next. I'm like every other actor. I'm out there auditioning. I just auditioned for a film today. I don't want to say too much about it. I don't want to jinx it. But I just had an audition today, as a matter of fact, for another film.
Now,
so we'll see what's up next.
Now, you're always so very soft-spoken, you know, and you're very just, you know, down to earth. But do you like playing the edgy, like the more, you know, or like the not so good characters, or do you like playing mostly good characters?
That's an interesting question that you're asking me, because it never fails that every now and then my agents will. There's an airplane nearby near the Burbank Airport. It never fails that periodically. my agents will send me out on something, and I'll look at the script, and I'll say, I can't do it. I mean, recently there was a role they wanted me to go out for, and she was just not the kind of character I wanted to play. There was a lot of profanity, and just, you know, hardcore, and I was like, nah, you guys know I don't do that. I don't do that. So it's really important to me that I do roles that I feel I'm comfortable playing, number one, and number two, that have some sense of integrity and that are redeeming.
Sure.
So those are very important elements to me in terms of deciding whether or not I will do a role. And when that's not happening, I either, you know, won't go out to audition, or if the offer's made, I won't do the role.
Now,
integrity is very important to me.
Now, actually, you work with John Goodman in, you know, Roseanne,
yeah,
of course.
That's right.
So there's a 360 turnaround with that, because you and John Goodman both work with Denzel Washington.
Now what did he work with Denzel in?
Well, most recently, The Flight, and he worked in that one...
And that's right!
Yes.
He was in that.
Yes.
Now, he really worked that role, as a matter of fact. That was a good role for him.
Yes,
he really worked as a drug dealer, yes.
Yes, and he was in another role with Denzel Washington back in the day. I can't think of it right now, but...
He worked on another one? Okay.
Yep. So,
yes. That's right, Flight. Oh, what a film that
was.
Yes. That was amazing.
So
that's right.
But see, I do movies
John
too.
John is multi-talented as well. He's very versatile in the roles that he plays.
Yes, and you know, hopefully I'll get a privilege to work with you, because I'm doing my own movies too, and hopefully I'll put you on one of my movies someday, you know?
Let's claim that.
Yes.
Let's claim that.
So where can people find your information? Again, AdelaBarnes.com, right?
Yes, I can go to AdelaBarnes.com, and of course, I'm a juggler, I do a lot of things, and I really do want to plug that we're now receiving submissions for my Los Angeles Women's Theater Festival through August 31st for solo artists, actors, dancers, storytellers, comedians, what have you, and so they can go to our website at www.lawtf.org, is in Los Angeles Women's Theater Festival. So I hope that people will submit. We've had artists from around the world.
So all female, right?
So, yes. Although for our 20th anniversary, we had a whole program that was devoted to men, and sometimes we do have men who perform. Ted Lange has been with us from Love Boat, and Roger Warner Smith, and many others over the years.
Sure.
Primarily, we do focus on female solo artists. Yes.
Wow. So, well, it's been a privilege to have you on my show again. I want to thank you once again. You are an angel to be, you know, to interview, and you're a wonderful woman, you know.
Oh, thank you so much, Derek. It's my pleasure. And just one thing I want to say in closing, that when people go to my website at AdelaHBarnes.com, they'll see many other things that I do that may interest them, that they may want to explore further, like my Writers Well Literary Retreat for Women. Women come from around the globe to write, so they may be interested in some of your writers.
And when's that going to be again?
That's year-round. All a person has to do is call and say, you got any space? I'd like to come and write for X amount of time.
And
it's year-round. Women come writing in all genres of writing, from screenwriting to one-woman shows to screenplays, you name it.
Are you working on any new books, too, by the way?
You know, I still have the first book that came out, and I'm thinking now about what I'd like my second book to be about, that I can really, you know, put my teeth into doing as a sequel to my first book. But I'm really proud. It came in number 3 in Essence magazine, behind President Obama's 2 books in June of 2009.
Yes, so that's... Yes, it was. Well, thank you once again, and I'll be looking forward to seeing more about you, and can't wait to have you on my show again in like next year or something like that. Okay.
I'll have to come back. Okay. Thank you, Derek.
Bye bye.